Well, now we head to the Show Me State. And those who have called Southwest Missouri home for a number of years may recall when Republic was considered a rural community. Well, today, the area is bustling, and so is their FFA chapter. Jamie Johansson and her program, From the Tailgate, have a look.
So let's talk about Republic. Mm-hmm. A once rural community, and now a very large urban high school, and you have successfully grown this program. So talk about what you're doing here in Republic.
I got to looking at the dynamics of Republic as a district, and a lot of their district is very rural and still is very rural. We're sitting at about 180 students that come through the door now. That's and so cool. It's quite a step up. When I came to the FFA banquet, there's 34 adults that were there. There were 14 students in attendance. And I just remember making that count and thinking, this is going to be a challenge. Mm-hmm. And so we came in, we did a facelift, we changed a lot of things, we started breathing some life back into it, and it's come out to where it is today. But we've taken this approach, and Mr. Stewart, who's teaching with me now, has been here the last 2 years, is a godsend, because I like to say he's a mini-me. He's not mm-hmm. smaller than me. He's as big as I am. He's not a mini-me, but he thinks the same way I do.
Yeah.
And we've created a great dynamic here between what he and I have been able to do. I had a vision and a game plan when I came here, mm-hmm. But we're struggling to get that off the ground. We brought him on board, and it has absolutely skyrocketed. So we're taking the exact same philosophy, the exact same hands-on, old-school program, and we just modified it. That's mm-hmm. all we did. Instead of going to somebody's farm, we
this
brought
awesome.
The farm here. I used to load up my Ag 1 kids, which mm-hmm. is freshman, sophomore kids, and we'd go to somebody's farm, and we'd dehorn and castrate. Mm-hmm. And it's not as easy to do that when you're in this more urban setting. Mm-hmm. So we just literally brought the farm here. And it's been a tremendous amount of fun. Kids love it.
And the kids are doing it.
They've done 100% of it. Everything that's in here, mm-hmm. they built it. We've put in a grazing system. We put in $10,000 worth of fence and waters last year. Kids are doing 100%.
And as we speak, they're in tractors and bulldozers behind us working
skid
ground.
Steer and you bet. We've got a greenhouse. It's a 40 by 60 greenhouse. It's got everything. We've updated it over the last 4 years. We came in, put new environmentals in that, mm-hmm. Put concrete floors in it, really brought it up to date. We've got a metal shop out here that, again, has been updated. We're fabricating trailers. We've got a not to scare anybody, but we've got some livestock trailers driving up and down the road that students have built. And, here's my thing on education. If you could ask me to just use one word to describe mm-hmm. my philosophy of education, it's accountability. Mm-hmm. And so when you put accountability into a kid and say, hey, if this doesn't work, literally bad mm-hmm. things will happen. They'll step up to it. When you take the worst kid in the world, he'll step mm-hmm. up to that challenge.
So when you think of your students after they've gone through, your program for at least 4 years, what's your goals for them once they leave here?
It's actually quite simple. Mm-hmm. Issues are complicated. Solutions are usually quite simple. And I tell students this, I tell people this all the time, I really don't care if you can tell the difference between Angus and a Holstein. Mm-hmm. I use agriculture as a catalyst to be able to promote two things, and that is work and think. And I tell students continuously, if you will do two things, you will be successful. Mm-hmm. And that is to work and to think. So if they go out of here, even if they don't get into an ag degree later on, I still hope that this somehow affects the way that they're going to be successful in the future.